Welcome to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. I am your host, along with my wife, Hostess, with the Moses, Chip, okay. And Candace Brim. Yes, it's not Billy this time. It's Billy's boy and Billy's daughter-in-law. So we're here. We get to play around with the mic and feed you with some good news from the Word. Yes. Amen? Okay, let's get started. We've been talking about all week. You should tune in or get the archives. Go on Mom's website. Billy Brim, just Google her, you'll find it. And but I just kind of want to roll on here. But anyway, we were talking about the champions and the undefeated church and right. Changing our image and what champions talk differently, act differently, walk differently. You know, they do. They just do. And today we're going to talk about our DNA.
Yes.
The bloodline.
Who we are.
You know, Mark Hankins has a great book called The Bloodline of a Champion.
Yes.
You need to get that book. But we do have a bloodline. And, you know, Candace got up one Sunday at our church in Collinsville. It's Mom's church, but we helped pastor it. And she talked about this rooster. Would you tell that story?
Well, I read it in a book. I don't remember which book it was now, but it was a story about this farmer, and he just bought this property, was so excited about it. He had planted all this, you know, what farmers do, and he planted all this, and then I think it was a tornado came through there, wiped it out. He walks out of his farmhouse. He survived. His farmhouse was okay. They walked out. He looks out at his property, and everything is destroyed.
I mean, roof's blown off.
Everything.
Barn.
Yes. Just in shambles.
But he's alive.
Okay. His
family's
okay.
This is a true story.
Yeah, I'm not for sure about that, so don't quote me on that.
Okay.
But the story was, he walks out, he looks around, and he sees everything's destroyed. And, you know, just think about that in your life. Have you ever gone through situations that you walk out on your porch and you think,
I've lost.
It's over.
It's done.
There's nothing left. Well, that's kind of the situation this man was going through. And so he gets ready to turn around and he go back in and find his family, and he hears something. And so he turns back around and he notices something is moving over in the rubble of the barn, or where the barn used to be. And he stands there and he's watching and he's looking and he's seeing something moving. And all of a sudden there's this rooster, and he's at the bottom of this rubble, and he makes his way up through it, and he climbs over to this direction, and he stops. So he climbs over to this direction.
He's missing feathers.
Yes, his feathers are all falling off.
His
beak is twisted. He's looking pretty rough. I mean, he's not looking much like a
rooster. But he's alive,
and he climbs all the way to the top of that pile of rubble.
Yeah.
And then he lifts his head back, and he crows.
He crows.
Like a rooster does.
You want to know why? That's what they do.
Yes, that's
so
what they do.
So that rooster, even though he could have looked at a reflection of himself, and all the feathers are out, and his beak bent, and other animals could have told him whatever, but he gets up and he does what he does. Why? Because it's in his DNA.
Right.
God created him to do that. So that's what he does.
Yes.
Well, guess what? We have a DNA.
Yes,
we have a bloodline in us to win. To win.
Yes.
I don't care how many feathers are gone. I don't care if your beak's bent. That's what we do. He created us in his image.
Yes.
You know, Mark Hankins, in his book, The Bloodline of a Champion, he talks about how horses are bred and sold for millions of dollars. Some of these horses live lives better than people do. We're talking about the Kentucky Derby was just ran. And one breeding fee for a champion bloodline was $600,000 just for a chance.
Wow.
That's just for a chance to get a champion. In other words, if you want a colt, you have to pay $600,000 for a chance to produce a champion. And breeders will carefully protect this lineage and this bloodline, and they keep records very carefully. Records are kept. Prizes and trophies are displayed. Names are spoken of from generation to generation. And these thoroughbreds just flat out know that they're special. They walk differently.
Yeah.
They know their bloodline.
Right.
They don't walk like an old mule when
no,
they're going to
not
the
at
race.
All.
I mean, they're coming. They know their blood. They know it. It's in their DNA. They know who they are. And they have the bloodline of a champion. Well, I've got news for you. In Christ, God has established a bloodline, a champion bloodline, and we have it. You're born again. You confessed it. It's in
yes,
your DNA.
Yes.
Guess what? Records are kept in heaven. And
right.
your name is in there. And you are, and it's not just a chance to winning. You have this champion bloodline. Amen? And so this bloodline has a long history of winning, and records have been kept. And we are a church, a chosen generation, a royal priesthood that has this bloodline. We're talking about, we're talking about a supernatural bloodline.
Right.
Because he was born of a virgin and conceived by the Spirit. Therefore, his blood is supernatural. Supernatural in origin, supernatural in power. And we have the same because we are heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. We have his same DNA.
Praise God.
Now it's
God.
Time to get on that
yes.
pile and crow.
Yes.
Amen?
Yes, it is.
Because
yeah.
we have this glory to God. And so one of the things I want to talk about this DNA bloodline is, you know, we need to, the blood he shed for it, to get access to God legally, all through the scriptures, Old Testament and New, you had to do it through the blood.
Right.
You had to do it through the blood. And we could go through all the old scriptures and everything else. I'll tell you what I will read, Hebrews 9, verse 6 and 7. It says, "Now when these things were thus ordained, the priest went always into the first tabernacle." This is in Hebrews, "accomplishing the service of God." So God has a service to the mm-hmm. thing. God's in order. He's a judge. There are legal ways to access and approach him.
Right.
Right? We want access to what's ours, right? "But into the second," verse 7, "went the high priest alone once every year, not without the blood, which he offered for himself and for the heirs of the people."
Mm-hmm.
So that's how they did it in the old times. Not without the blood, you didn't go in.
Right.
Well, guess what? How about now? Not without the blood.
Not without.
Thank God for the blood. You know, God honored those who made much of the blood. Mm-hmm. So when they did what he said to do with it and they put it over their doorpost, then God saw which doors had it over there.
Right.
So he acknowledged what they did, their actions, and protected them. Right?
Praise God.
So is he still doing that today?
Yes.
Are we honoring
yes.
it? Who down here is honoring and making much of the blood? I thank mm. God that I had a mama who pleaded the blood. I thank God that we plead. I have a wife that pleads the blood over our children. And I do too, but I'm talking about, I'm just thankful that I have a wife who knows about it and does it as well. And so, you know, what do I mean pleading the blood? What does that mean? What if somebody has just heard that for the first time, I'm going to plead it or apply it? Or
It's like saying I'm applying the blood to this situation. So with your mouth, in the times when the angel was going over and the Lord had told them to put it over the door, they had to apply it with, was it a hyssop? I think
yeah,
they called it.
That's right.
A hyssop, and they applied it over the door. And then when they did that, then the angel knew that's where the child of God lives and we are not to enter there. It's the same way with us. When we don't have to have a hyssop anymore, we use our mouth.
Yeah.
We speak the words that God wants us to speak. We say, I apply or I plead the blood of Jesus over, and I usually do my children and then go through my whole family, but I plead the blood of Jesus over Taylor and Caleb and Chip and Candace, and we go through that whole process. We plead it over our property. We plead it over our banking accounts, checking accounts, saving accounts, even my income tax return. I plead the blood of Jesus over it.
Over our dogs.
Over our dogs, and I say I have favor. They have favor with the neighbors, but you use the words of your mouth over your situation by pleading the blood,
making
covering it in the blood. Because, you know, Jesus sat down at the right hand of the Father on that mercy seat. He applied the blood, legal. His precious blood, which made everything legal that we as Christians can come into Christ
and
have access to it.
So
through that blood.
Even in the Old Testament, it gave them access. They couldn't go in without the blood.
Right.
And it protected them when they applied it. How many times have we tried to access the presence of God based on things other than the blood of Jesus?
Right.
Thank God for that blood. Maybe that's why he said, bring to my remembrance. What? The blood.
The blood.
And his word. Mm-hmm. Andrew Murray said this, ask what lies beyond the holy place, and you will be told that it is the most holy place where God dwells. If you ask how he dwells there and how he is approached, you will be told this, not without the blood.
Yeah.
Smith Wigglesworth said, there is a place in God where Satan dares not to go. Man, that blood overcomes the enemy. Mm-hmm. I'm so thankful for it. I want to use it and say it every day.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Definitely. Every day.
If the devil hates it, then that makes me want to do it even that much more. You know what I mean? The blood of the everlasting covenant. God always honors the blood.
Right.
He always honors the blood. And he always keeps his part of the covenant. But does he see it applied today? Mm-hmm. I remember growing up in the 70s and mom pleading the blood over me every day and over the car I drove and the dates that I dated. It didn't matter. She pleaded the blood. Or football, my friends,
right. She
would plead the blood over them. And boy, we would see the power of it. It'd save our lives. And well, did it do any good? I'm still here today preaching in a microphone and through a radio to somebody right now listening to it. So I'm thankful. And you know what? It's a very legal thing that God made that blood and gave us access. And we have his
DNA.
Champion DNA, just like that rooster. It knows to crow.
Yes.
And those thoroughbreds know to run.
Yes.
And so do we.
And we, as champions for Christ, we know to run.
To run.
Run our race.
Run our race with joy.
Throw your head back and crow.
Oh,
crow,
man.
The word of God.
Yeah,
crow,
that's right.
Crow what you want your situation to be, not what the situation is right now. Go into the word and find out what the word says about your situation. And then that's what you climb to the top of the barn and you crow.
That's right.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter if you've just been through a storm.
No.
Or, you know, you're in it right now.
No.
It's what you do. It's in you.
It's in you.
I know, but I don't feel it. Well, we don't go by feelings.
Right.
Faith isn't by feelings, thank God.
Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not
seen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. You know what? We get to have faith.
Yes. We get to live by faith.
We get to love. We don't have to give. We get to give. We don't have to love. We get to love.
Yeah.
We don't have to believe. We get to believe.
Hallelujah.
We are so thankful, Candy and I, that you joined us and listening to the One Witness Radio broadcast. And if you're in the area of Mom's Church, which is a glorious church in Collinsville, Oklahoma, we would love for you to stop by and visit us. But if you have a home church, go there and bless and your pastor and pray for him and get involved. Amen. And we just thank you. And if you want more information on ours and you don't have a church, or Mom's Church is in Collinsville, Oklahoma, and you can call 918-371-4589. 918-371-4589. And or you can visit the website www.aglorious.church. This is Coach Chip and Candace reminding you, you are a champion for Christ.